Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday morning, 18th of September, 2021. And I remember whenever I've shared this with people before, it's amazing how God keeps certain things from us for a long time. But then when he reveals something to us, it all makes sense. Of course, it doesn't help when you're being taught false doctrine your whole life. That contributes to the blindness, does it not? Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, you know, right there, that is Christ teaching particular redemption. There are certain people, according to Christ, that understanding is not given to them. That is proof that grace is not universal. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. It's not our intelligence, that's for sure, that we understand these things. It is a divine revelation from above that we can understand substitutionary atonement. We can understand the fact that God foreordained a people for himself. You know, and it's amazing how people try to explain away predestination. They try to explain away the very teachings of Christ regarding the fact that all men have not faith. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. There's no boasting, you know. All men have been born and conceived in sin, but some have been born again, and the Spirit of God has revealed these things to them. How precious also are the thoughts, thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory for ever. Amen. So this morning, let us always remember that God is the one. It is the revelator of truth. We can't find truth in and of ourselves because we're born and dead. We're born and conceived in sin. That's why Christ told Nicodemus she must be born again. And so when Christ reveals himself, the truth of the gospel to us, we embrace it, and we confess it, and we hopefully live it out in our lives. God bless.